views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Sherry believes that we're all psychic, and she's the expert in understanding the various ways that intuition naturally surfaces and activating your most powerful and natural wisdom, your psychic knowing. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. Tap into the divine within to harness your innate ability to co-create abundance, harmonious relationships, joy, and well-being in a fun and interesting way. Now, here's your host, Sherry Dillard.
Hello, everybody. I hope you're all doing well today. I am Sherry Dillard, and I'm having kind of a backwards day today for some reason. It seems like I take a step forward and I'm going backwards. I don't know what's going on astrologically, but I don't know. It's just a funny day for me. But, you know, that's okay. That's good. We're going to have a good show today, too. We've got a man here who's going to – I'm just going to bring on in a moment, Jason Lincoln Jeffers. And he's a spiritual teacher, a life and wellness coach, a mystical artist, astrologer, entrepreneur, author, and self-taught authority on metaphysics, transpersonal psychology, and alternative medicine. His mission is to help humanity awaken to its divinity, access its untouched free will, and evolve into the next human. Jason sent me his book. His new book is called The Next Human, A Guide to Personal and Collective Evolution. I thought I would have him on the show today because for a lot of reasons. One, the book is really interesting, and we're going to get into that a little bit in a moment. Jason is also an artist, and on his website, jasonlincolnjeffers.com, he's got his art, which is incredible. It's very mystical art. If you ever anyone interested out there in art or just curious, please take a look at the website because it's fantastic. All right. Now, a couple of the things that Jason touches on, one of the things that I'm quite interested in, when I got the book, I was thinking the next human and what is our collective evolution look like? What's our personal evolution look like? You know, and the funny thing is, I think in part because we talk so much about, you know, there's a collective sense, I feel in some ways that, you know, or belief, knowledge, awareness, that we're at this place in our incarnation as humans where we're kind of reaching that crucial stage of, are we going to kind of keep evolving? Are we going to keep inhabiting this planet, or are we going to, if it, in many, many different ways, kind of end our existence here? And so this book, I feel like just by the very title of it, is kind of a positive book. It's kind of a, I was happy to see that somebody is thinking that way and writing that way and moving us and pushing us into what that would be, what that would look like, and helping us to create that. So, Jason, you're with us?
I am with you.
Okay. I'm so glad you're here. I love the topic. I really want to dig into it some. One of the things kind of I think just to begin maybe, how do you define evolution in the way that you wrote the book? What would that mean, our evolution?
Right. Well, evolution is our process of moving forward and growing as a species, as an individual.
Uh-huh.
So that's what the subtitle is, personal and collective evolution. So as it is in the microcosm, it is uh-huh. the macrocosm.
Right.
As it is in the self, it is in the collective. So that is the purpose of the book, is not just to evolve the self, but to help to evolve the collective. So mm-hmm. we have about 7 billion souls on this planet right now, and we are ready and willing, most of us, to evolve. Mm-hmm. And this is a good thing, because we have been stagnant for quite some time. I mean, all you have to do is look at history and see mm-hmm. the wars.
Right.
I mean, the constant wars that we've had over and over and over again for the last 6,000 years. So, mm-hmm. and especially, and it's culminated. This is just the way it is in the universe. It repeats itself, and then it makes itself more dense and apparent. Mm-hmm. So in the last century, we've had about 207 wars, which has brutally killed about 166 million people.
Really? Wow.
So this is the worst century of violence in human history. Okay, so now this is a culmination point.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to move on. Okay, so you study evolution, you know that evolution happens because of necessity. If you don't evolve, you die. The species just dies
mm-hmm.
out. Okay,
right.
This is science. We know this. So if we don't evolve now, we will die. Our species will be gone. Okay.
You know, and I think we kind of even have a sense of that, you know? I think we kind of – that's one reason, like I said, I think your book is so – just it's so hopeful and so positive, just the title of it. Because I think intuitively even in that kind of like just basic knowing we have, what you said is – I think we know that. I think we all know that we cannot keep going the way we're going and we have to evolve.
Right.
So – where do we go? What do we do?
Well, our next step is to, I mean, the journey of 10,000 miles begins with the first step, right? So we just have to take that first step, and that first step is moving beyond the ego. And that's
mm-hmm.
the Evolution 101, the first chapter of the book, and I devote a lot of time and energy into that, to teaching the masses on how to get beyond this egoic self, this pseudo self, mm-hmm. this false self. This is not mm-hmm. who we are. This is what we've identified ourselves as who we are. And that's the reason for the
uh-huh.
suffering. That's the reason for the conflict, for the wars, and for the calamities, and for allowing, you know, 50% of our own species to go without access to clean water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is the reason. It all boils down to the ego and that egoic self.
Mm-hmm.
So until we can move beyond that self, then we are stuck. We are still trapped in the egoic mind. And we are part of the matrix, that system of control that we all can't stand, but feel mm-hmm. that we're, you know, disempowered. There's nothing we can do about it.
let me ask you this. You
yeah.
know, years ago, I studied psychosynthesis, which is, it's a kind of spiritual. It was kind of brought into being by an Italian, Osso Healy psychiatrist. His name was Osso Healy, who believed that none of his patients were getting better, and so he kind of like studied, and he came up with this process known as psychosynthesis, which has a link to some of your work in the way that he talks a lot about what you are talking about, the ego, but also about the use of our free will, the use of our will to kind of harness that energy within us
mm-hmm.
to move forward, I think, in kind of the ways that you're talking about. And I notice in your book, you do talk about that a bit. I would like to go into that some, and maybe we're going to have to take a break in a minute, but maybe when we come back, you can give us a little bit of idea of what and how our free will You know, I think sometimes we look at our will as part of our ego, but through psychosynthesis, I kind of understood it to not be more, to be it being more connected to our spirit and our soul than our ego self. You know, we think of ourselves as willful, and giving up your will is a good thing, but I also think that we can also use our will in a way that helps us to move forward in the ways that you're talking about. So when we come back, we are going to have to take a break in just a minute here. We're going to talk a little bit about that. We're also going to talk a little bit about Jason in his book talks a lot about health too, which I find very interesting. Some of the things, the points that he brings up about that, talks a lot about, like he was saying, the different selves that we all have. We're going to kind of explore a little bit more of those. Jason, how would people go about, before we take the break, how would people go about getting your book?
Well, they could just go to my site at jasonlincolnjeffers.com, and it's available in three different formats from that site. Just click on the book page, and you can buy it in paperback or PDF, or also in Kindle format.
Okay, great. All right, so we will be right back.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we've just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
I'm here today with Jason Lincoln Jeffers. We're talking about his new book called The Next Human. We're talking about evolution and the ego, and we're going to get into some interesting things. Before, though, we get into that, I do have a caller, Jennifer, from Korea, which is wonderful that you're calling from there. Jennifer, are you there?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I imagine that it's probably, what is it, like really late at night in Korea?
It's actually pretty early in the morning now.
Oh, it's early in the morning. Okay. Yeah, I got myself all mixed up here. So I'm so glad you're calling. And what's on your mind today?
I'm just going to be going through a lot of moving and changes this year. So I'm kind of wondering if you could possibly give me like a little bit of a outlook for 2013.
Okay, all right, let's see what we get here for you for 2013. All righty. Well, I tell you what, I'm feeling like the second half of the year is going to be a little bit more focused than the first half. Feeling like I keep seeing you're doing a bit of travel in the first part of that year. Maybe not obviously right now, but, you know, soon to come. And the guidance I get for you with that is to kind of really take advantage of this time to travel. Because I feel like I want to say, oh, man, maybe into September. I'm not sure. I want to say late summer going into the fall, although be flexible with that time. But this is for certain I get is that things are going to get a lot more focused for you, a lot more focused towards the second half of 2013. And I feel like that's going to start a new cycle for you where – I feel like you're going to get into some work, or you may even do some studying or learning about something that's going to kind of set your path in a little bit of a like a more solid way than you've been feeling. So don't get too anxious right now about what's going to happen, where am I going, what's all that. Kind of let yourself go with that a little bit, because it's going to become much clearer towards the end, second half of the year. And like I said, I see you on a really solid path. You're from the States, correct?
Yep.
You're from here, yeah. It may be towards the West Coast I'm feeling you, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling more that. And I'm feeling, like I said, possibly some studying, getting into some other kind of work maybe than what you've been doing, and that feels really good. So so kind of like live it up now is what I'm hearing.
Okay. All right.
Hey, my dear, thank you so much for calling.
Okay, great.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. All right, Jason, you there?
I'm here.
All right, so we're talking about the ego, and I kind of brought into the mix free will or our will. And we were talking a little bit about that on break. And you want to just kind of maybe tackle that a little bit more? Kind of what we maybe, whatever
yes.
comes to you on that?
Sure, of course. Be happy to. Well, the ego is all about me.
No, it's about me.
Yeah, the ego doesn't really put a lot of emphasis on the other or life. For that matter, because life is part of a separate part of the self. So it's all about the self and focusing on that self energy. Life becomes separate. Other people become separate. And so therefore, everything in your so-called existence becomes separate from you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the ego. If your ego identifies, then that's your life. Everything is separate. There's nothing there's nothing unified. So what the spiritual teachers are talking about or trying to communicate these mm-hmm. days is unity, consciousness, one with the other. And in order to get there, that's the next human stage of consciousness, we have to move beyond the ego. There's no other way. That is the process, okay? And so the ego is not something to be banned or try to get rid of. It's not evil in that sense, because the very embodiment of evil, that mind separation, is the ego. The ego creates an adversary.
Right.
It needs an adversary. It needs a nemesis. It requires an enemy mm-hmm. because otherwise it couldn't exist. It thrives on it.
Right.
So that is breeding the worst form of evil. It's not the sole despot, tyrant, like Hitler or any of these, tyrants that we've experienced that have, blasted 266 wars in this nation. These are this is all part of the egoic mind. So until we can get past that, then we are going to be part of that egoic process.
So how do we get past it? What do we do?
Well, I give you the tools that you need in that chapter to do that. You have to first identify the ego in yourself and then identify it in others.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So you have to, see that part of yourself and then move beyond it. And that's really the only way to do it. It takes time. It's just like, riding a bicycle. When you first rode a bike, mm-hmm. you just didn't get on it and just started riding it.
Right.
You fell down. You had training wheels, and eventually, right. you skinned your knees.
So the part of us that is, and this is kind of what I was alluding to before break, was the part of us that's able to do that, that's able to kind of identify our ego, identify our separation, identify that in others, identify when we're kind of, in that cycle within ourselves, or that sense of separation, that part of us that's the observer of that, the knower of that, that's in kind of some of the work that I do and some of what I've studied, that part of us is where that true spiritual free will is that part of us that's able to kind of, rally our inner spiritual forces and identify, observe what and who and, the different aspects of us that you talk about in the book actually quite a bit. Now, I also wanted to ask you, because in the book you and in your bio here, you talk a little bit about having undergone in 2001 that you underwent a Kundalini awakening. And I had a guest on a couple weeks ago, and we were talking about, she was a shaman, and we were talking about that the Kundalini experience, the kind of experience of energy within us, the spiritual energy awakening is becoming a little bit more, since 2012, 2013, with this kind of more surge of spiritual energy, it's becoming really much more, kind of, more and more people are kind of experiencing this. Mm-hmm. So could you talk a little bit about what it was like, what your Kundalini experience was like, and what that even means? What is Kundalini awakening?
Okay, thank you. Kunda is she who is coiled. That's what it means in Sanskrit. It's a feminine vibration. So when you feel her, it's like just like being held in your mother's arms.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very nurturing and caring and loving.
So saying it's more of a feminine, it's kind of a Shakti, kind of a feminine energy coming in?
Well, yeah, of course. Shakti is the feminine word in Sanskrit, which is personifies the goddess, right? The goddess, that S energy. Which, we say lioness or countess, that right. S energy is the Kundalini, and she who is coiled in every single human. And so this is the balance that is coming in now. The male ego has been in control of our society for the past 5,000 years.
Right.
And, you know, we've been living in a patriarchal society, the Roman Catholic Church, you know, I mean, even to this day, bans women as priests.
Well, you're singing to the choir on that one. Seriously, I mean, I just wrote the book, you know, The Miracle Workers Handbook, which is actually about the repression of Mary as a spiritual teacher and a spiritual master. And, yeah, no, I'm with you on that. We're going to have to go to a break right now. And again, we're talking to Jason Lincoln Jeffers, talking about his book, The Next Human. We're talking also about, right now, Kundalini, which is great. And we're going to tell you a little bit more about that when we come back in just a moment.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Hey, Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University. I'm talking today to Jason Lincoln Jeffers. We're talking about all kinds of interesting things. We're talking about, right before we went to the break, we started to talk about the Kundalini, and Jason was telling us that the Kundalini is a feminine energy, a divine feminine energy that is within all of us, and that that Kundalini energy that kind of sits at the base of our spine is in part, I'm feeling like Jason is telling us is, you know, part of that. And, you know, what I was saying too about the book I wrote, The Miracle Worker's Handbook, the seven levels of power and manifestation of the Virgin Mary, kind of the same idea that it's the divine feminine energy now that's coming into our consciousness, both individually and collectively, that's surfacing within us, rising within us, has a big, big part in our own personal evolution, the dissolving of the ego, and our kind of rise into our higher evolutionary state. But I'll tell you what, during the break, Jason and I just touched for a minute on one, you know, this book is so full of such interesting things, it's hard to kind of fit them all in today. But one of the things that I kind of just glanced on in his book, and we start talking about during break, was the addiction to drama that we all have. And Jason was saying how, you know, you just kind of turn to Bravo Station and, you know, there's people throwing glasses at each other and, you know, the Kardashians, and there's just so much drama that we all need to kind of buy into. And I know we're kind of maybe diverging from our topic here, but I can't help but wonder, you know, what is up with that? I mean, we're talking about the feminine, the divine feminine, the feminine energy coming in stronger. And yet, you know, I don't know. It just seems to me like there's more and more women who are kind of making news, kind of that we're attracted to, that we're watching, listening to. And it seems like there's an awful lot of drama with them. So, Jason, I know you're listening in on me. What do you think about all that? I'm just curious. I mean, you know, the divine feminine is coming in stronger. Any thoughts on collectively how we're experiencing that? Is it just part of the drama, or you want to talk about the drama, the Kundalini? Just anything you'd like to comment on anything I'm talking about?
Okay.
I know I kind of went all over the place with that one.
Yeah, that's okay. Of course, Sherry, that is so important right now. The wonderful sacred feminine energy, and there are so many women out there, young women especially, that are seeing through this craziness, this nonsense that is the egoic mind that has created this current reality. And this current reality is a dead end street.
Mm-hmm.
It is 1,000 miles an hour into a brick wall. I mean, you know, that's where we're heading if we continue on that path. But the good news is that the sacred feminine, via especially, I mean, there's plenty of males out there, but especially the female energy that is coming in. And these young women are seeing what is wrong with society. They're seeing what needs to be transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And they can see through the ego very clearly.
Mm-hmm.
They are already evolved. I mean, they're born this way. They are
right.
Born with their heart chakras open. They're born with their third eye chakras completely open.
Mm-hmm.
So these are next human children that are born into this world with frequencies that are so far beyond what is currently in place. So these are powerful, powerful individuals, souls, that don't really need to do anything except just be in this world. And they're naturally raising the vibration, the frequency, into this sacred feminine grid. And it is an actual grid a physical grid that is moving what we're moving into. So
when you say,
and this, go ahead.
I was saying, when you say grid, an actual physical grid,
yes.
do you mean, like, what do you mean? Energetically within the individual or within the environment?
Both. It is both a physical grid and it's also an artificial grid. In other words, it's a grid based on monuments that, and such as Stonehenge, such as the pyramids. Right, such as the Easter Island monuments. All of these grids around the world, around the Earth, Mother Earth, Gaia, is facilitating this new age of enlightenment. We are now officially in the new age.
Right.
The age of Aquarius. This is the age of the water bearer. She's pouring out her wisdom and knowledge to humanity, and she has this wonderful pitcher that she's pouring out.
Mm-hmm.
And now we are becoming enlightened. We're becoming, and we're embracing the higher mind.
Right.
So this is the age of Aquarius for the first time. We've been diluting in the age of Pisces and the negative energies of the age of Pisces, mainly. Now we're coming into the positive energies of the age of Aquarius. So it's a whole different frequency. And this is the frequency of the sacred feminine, which is loving and really reaching out to others from the heart, because that is the sacred feminine vibration, loving from the heart.
Right. So I want to touch a little bit with you, because you have so much really kind of good information in here about the physical body and health. And I know that you yourself struggled with chronic fatigue syndrome and have done a lot of work, it looks like, in really empowering people with their own health, with kind of healing and optimum processes and things for health. And there's a lot of information you have in the book about health. In this kind of short time we have, what do you feel like might be the most kind of vital for people to know?
To listen to their own bodies. I ignored my body. I was sick for most of my life.
Were you really?
I'm 47 today, and probably over 20 years of my life, I was debilitated by sickness, by illness, either chronic fatigue or inner ear disorder, systemic candida, type 2 diabetes. I mean, on and on.
Yeah.
I had all these diseases that kept culminating. And the only energy that I had left after the disease was to study and research and to find out and try to figure out why I was so sick. So that forced me within. And so it's just like a dream that you have. Nightmares force you to wake up more than a pleasant dream.
Right.
Right?
They
so
definitely
you're,
do.
Yeah. You wake up from a nightmare more than you do. You know, pleasant dream, you just keep on dreaming. But nightmares force you to wake up and realize that you're just dreaming. And that really was the catalyst. Eventually, one day, I realized I was creating this reality, this horrible reality of disease. So when I realized that I was creating it, I was empowered to change it.
Mm-hmm.
And that empowerment transformed my life.
Mm-hmm.
So...
And I notice in the book, too, and maybe we can touch on this, because one of the things, you have, I think, you have four kind of basic important aspects. I just had the page and I lost it on, kind of what to focus on for your health. I believe one is, kind of the toxins in the body, helping that to... discharge the toxins.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. So I got the page back. All right. You said you have four factors that blocked your body's self-healing process. One was the stress, anxiety, and depression, malnutrition from improper diet, upper cervical imbalance, and accumulation of toxins in the cells. Now, most of us have heard, at least I've heard, that, you know, stress, anxiety, depression certainly limits our health. Malnutrition from improper diet, I know that. Accumulation of toxins in the body, I know that. But when we come back from the break, we're going to have to take a break in a moment. I really want to talk about the third one, and that is upper cervical imbalance. That is a new one for me. I have not, I may have be misreading it wrong, but it seems like I have not heard that. So if you're out there listening and you're like me, you might want to know more about that. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more with Jason about the importance of that and maybe some other kinds of interesting things he's got in here about health. His book, The Next Human, you can find on his website, www.jasonlincolnjeffers.com. And we are going to be right back.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
The call for activation has been sounded. Will you step up to answer? I'm Vila Lucas, and I'm here to empower you to break through to the greater you. Using ancient mystery school technology adapted to our modern times, I will guide you to the next level of your greatness. The time is now. Let me, Vila Lucas, be your breakthrough connection. Connect with me today, thebreakthroughconnection.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Quantum Techniques Talk Radio. Bring healing to chaos. This hit show will empower you to take charge of your own healing and take back your life. You'll be reminded of your innate connection to the divine through the teachings of world-renowned healing practitioners who'll provide the tools necessary to discover how to heal yourself and others. Did you know you can even prevent disease? Absolutely.
completely. Get ready to invoke the miracle of self-healing physical or non-physical causes of stress, pain, and illness. Discover toxins, pathogens, structural issues, trauma, emotions, relationships, generational issues, spiritual problems, and wrong beliefs blocking you from living a phenomenal life. Break free from the chaos and take charge of your own healing. Visit quantumtechniques.com for more information.
Hello, everybody. This is Sherry Dillard, and you're listening to Intuit University, and I'm so glad you are. I just want to remind all of you, my website is www.sherrydillard.com. Please take a look. Please sign up for my newsletter. I've got one coming out in just a few days. I'm going to share some articles about intuition, relationships, love, because we will soon be on the wonderful day of February 14th, and we want to kind of talk about that a little bit. Jason can be found at www.jasonlincolnjeffers.com. He is, by the way, not only the author we're talking to here, but also an artist, an incredible artist, a teacher, a wellness coach, and astrologer. And he can be, you can email him at info@jljeffers.com. You can also, if you would like to talk to me, have a session, a reading, you can email me at sgd7777@yahoo.com. Before the break, we were talking about, I wanted Jason to tell us a little bit about upper cervical imbalance, which he says is one of the four factors that block the body's self-healing powers. Stress and anxiety and depression is one. We all know that. Malnutrition, we all know that. Not a good diet, then the body doesn't heal. Toxins in the cells, toxicity, we pretty much know that. Jason, upper cervical imbalance, what is that?
Yes, that is very important. And unfortunately, it's not known. About 3% of chiropractors today practice this. Mm-hmm. So we want to increase that. So upper cervical is focusing on the source of the imbalance. The source begins with the brain stem.
Oh.
Right.
Oh,
everybody has a brain stem.
Uh-huh.
And that controls the nervous system of the body, right. that nerve supply to the heart, nerve supply to the lungs, and to the liver, and to the kidneys, and to all the organs of the body. You cut off that nerve supply, you die. So if there is an impedance or an imbalance there to that nerve supply, then there's going to be disease or dis-ease. So upper cervical is correcting the imbalance from the C1 and C2 vertebrae, which house the brain stem. That's all it does. It's very simple, okay? And once you correct that, then you allow free-flowing nervous system energy to the vital organs of the body so that the immune system...
Do you have to go to a chiropractor for that?
Upper cervical. Only upper cervical chiropractors.
Oh.
Not just any chiropractor, no. Upper. It has to be upper cervical care.
Oh,
so
I
have to Google upper cervical care practitioner
right.
in your area, and then you find that particular individual. And there's very few. If you live in a major city, mm-hmm. then you're probably only going to have one or two are going to be practicing. Yeah. So unfortunately, it's very rare, but it's so vital. It's so vital. I mean, I used to drive 45 minutes a day single day when I first started it, because I knew it was going to help me. I felt it, and it did. Eventually, the inner ear disorder, the dizziness that I had, the chronic dizziness, subsided, and went away.
So that's that. So again, that would be freeing up that upper spinal area to allow the brain stem to kind of have more oxygen, more movement, more energy flow.
Well, yes, of course, all of those things.
All of those things.
But more importantly, the nerves. it frees up that brainstem to allow the nerves to flow. And it works. It totally works. I mean, even the upper cervical practitioners don't know how it works. They just know that it works. Okay? It's a totally avant-garde new way of healing the human body.
Yeah, I've not ever, like I said, I've not heard of that. How did you come across this?
There's nothing about coincidence or accidents.
Right.
But I stumbled across it, and back in 1996, and was referred to an upper cervical practitioner, and he took my X-rays, and he said, "My God, Jason, your spine is so out of whack."
Oh, really?
And where's the trauma here? And I said, "Well, I had two accidents when I was a kid." I said, "I had two car accidents, whiplash." Well, there it is. There's your spine, and this is a normal spine. And so, therefore, this is why you are fatigued. This is why you are dizzy constantly, right? So this is the reason, because your nervous system is completely out of whack.
Uh-huh.
And so until we can correct that, then you're going to continue to suffer.
Right, yeah.
So I felt that was the right modality at the time, and I was right, because I stuck to it. And it was. And eventually, over time, my dizziness dissolved. No longer any dizziness, no more fatigue. So, and not only just that, but now, like, for kids, inner ear
infections
are the most common forms of disease among children. And yet, we take them to the doctor and inject them with antibiotics and weaken their immune system. For what? We have to do is take them to an upper cervical care practitioner and get one adjustment, and that inner ear infection is gone.
Right. So how long was your you have a lot, like I said, a very interesting information in the book about diet and exercise and all kinds of things, health. How long did it take you to heal? You said you had chronic fatigue, you had dizziness and diabetes too, and possibly some other things. How long did that journey of self-healing take for you?
I guess probably about 20 years.
Oh, it did. Okay. Yeah. And now you have a company. Do you have a company that you also help others to heal?
Yes. The company is called Sunlighten.
Uh-huh.
And it's one of the fastest growing holistic wellness companies in the country.
Mm-hmm.
So it helps to, you detoxify the body from mercury.
Just now, it's a spa, I think you said. Is it a day spa?
Yes. I mean, it's a sauna. And so
it's a sauna.
But there are many salons in your city that all you have to do is Google infrared sauna, salon, and you can...
Oh, I didn't understand. Okay, so this is actually a sauna that... what makes this sauna kind of like maybe... why would we want to buy this one?
Well, because it detoxifies the body more efficiently than a regular sauna.
Because
it operates much lower temperatures, and because infrared energy is like the sun, okay? So it's just like going out into the sun. So it'll detoxify the body. It's radiant heat. It's absorbed directly into the body. So the mercury, the cadmium, all these toxic elements and heavy metals are detoxified through the sweat.
Right. Okay? Yeah,
and so that is the way that the infrared sauna detoxifies the body, as opposed to a conventional sauna, which operates at much higher temperatures and really doesn't detoxify as much. Very small amounts of toxic elements come out of the body from a conventional sauna as compared to infrared sauna.
Right. Yeah. No, it sounds very interesting. And again, if you want to learn more about Jason, you can go to his website, www.jasonlincolnjeffers.com. I'm Sherry Dillard at www.sherrydillard.com. It's been so much fun talking to you today. I hope you're all going to continue to have a great day. And I will see you next week. We're going to be talking about past lives next week.
You've been listening to Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard. Tune in each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. Each week, Sherry will combine call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as she supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information about Sherry and to schedule your personal session, visit www.sherrydillard.com. That's www.sherrydillard.com. See you next week on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey everybody, we'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world.
Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.